Today, a Western Mass school superintendent brought up on federal charges. Springfield Mayor's Bunny Hop and Spring Party. The musicians of the Springfield Symphony's summer concerts. Six Flags is opening up this weekend. A new Burger King in the city. Cat converter thefts in Holyoke. And D.A. Galooney has a big Stop the Swerve event today.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
I'd like to welcome you to Thursday, April 7, 2022. We have a boatload of Western Mass information for you today. So, buckle up. The forecast, cloudy, scattered showers and drizzle. High 48 to 52. The winds are northeast 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, drizzle, scattered showers. A low 40 to 44. The winds northeast from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Well, dominating the information cycle today, and a big news out of Chicopee, the mayor has released this statement. Superintendent of Schools Lynn Clark was charged for making false statements to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The mayor's office is aware of the situation, and we are working to ensure that school department operations continue smoothly throughout this transition, as the education of children remains paramount. Today's arrest is disheartening for the city of Chicopee. The school committee will meet tonight in executive session to decide on a proper course of action. Of course, that statement was yesterday, so that meeting would have taken place last night. She was arrested at her home in Belchertown, and she's accused of sending more than 99 threatening messages to a candidate for the position of chief of police in Chicopee. The event known as Stop the Swerve, an event to prevent impaired driving, is planned for today, 5:30 p.m., at the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield. This event is free and it's open to the public, and here's more information on this from District Attorney Anthony Galooney.
This Thursday at 5:30 at the Basketball Hall of Fame, we'll host our annual Stop the Swerve event to prevent drunk, drugged, and distracted driving. Students and parents from Hamden County are invited. There'll be lots of activities and a presentation for parents about the liability of hosting teen parties. Please join us.
Thank you, Mr. District Attorney. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and the city of Springfield is proud to support the Springfield Bunny Hop and Spring Party, hosted by Springfield Together Incorporated, and in partnership with the Frederick Douglass Jones Committee and iHeartRadio. This is Saturday the 9th at Riverfront Park. So, you, John Q. Public, are invited to attend Riverfront Park starting at 11 a.m., where you're going to find many opportunities to celebrate the start of the spring season, including live entertainment, games, safe photo opportunities with the Easter Bunny, egg hunts, and exciting giveaways, and beautiful decorations. Families will also be provided with free hot chocolate and baked goods. As we hope to hop out of the COVID-19 pandemic soon, we would like to restore traditional family events. We therefore invite everyone in the city to celebrate the start of the spring season spectacularly and to promote happiness and togetherness among our residents and business owners. The musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra have announced a summer concert series of three programs, two in Symphony Hall and the third, an outdoor brass quintet program, in Forest Park. According to MOSO Chair Beth Welty, our musicians are performing concerts in April and May in Symphony Hall because the Springfield Symphony Orchestra was mandated to produce those concerts by the NLRB. But although the musicians have been in negotiation with the SSO since late 2019, our community has not yet had a steady series of professional quality live orchestra programs. MOSO is here to provide that music. There has not been an ongoing summer pop series since the SSO performed in Westfield Stanley Park some 20 years ago. Now, Thursday, June 23, MOSO will celebrate the music of the late legendary Broadway composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim, who penned the words and music to A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, Company, Follies, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, Into the Woods, and others. Broadway conductor Tim Stella of The Phantom of the Opera and Hello, Dolly! Will lead the program, joined by some major Broadway stars. The program will be announced later this month. Tickets for both Symphony Hall concerts will go on sale May 9. To get on the mailing list for the information on these programs, you can visit SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. And in Russell, the General Knox Road is reopened. Thank you for your cooperation. It had been closed in the area of RFD Station Number 2 near Birchill Road due to a car that struck a pole. Eversource has replaced the pole. Our Bay State Blood Donor Center is now reopened, located at Bay State Medical, 759 Chestnut in Springfield, and they're in Daly Number 1. We are in critical need of blood donations. Make an appointment by calling 413-794-4600. The Blood Donor Center is open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Fridays from 8 a.m. to noon. Mayor Sarna will attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the grand opening of the new Burger King restaurant, 1245 East Columbus. Now, this is the fifth Burger King restaurant development in the city of Springfield by franchise owner Stan Poloskis. It's good to be the mayor. It's opening weekend at Six Flags New England this weekend, and they're kicking off the 2022 season with your favorite world-class coasters, rides, and attractions. Gobble up some tasty treats, spend some much-needed time outdoors. There are extreme thrills, family favorites, and delicious eats waiting for you once they open the gates. You don't want to miss this opportunity, so we'll see you there. Get your tickets and your passes today. Don't be left out. Holyoke Police Department investigating multiple thefts of catalytic converters in the city. They are looking for descriptions of suspects, suspects' vehicle information. They ask residents to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activity in their neighborhoods or parking lots of businesses. So, anyone who has any info should contact the Holyoke Police Department's Criminal Investigation Bureau, and that number in the 413 area is 322-6900. 322-6900. Information can also be shared by using text-to-tip. It's an anonymous message system. That'll get us in the saddle for today, and I hope you're with us tomorrow as we round out the week and embrace the weekend on our Friday in the Weekend program. Should be up online in the morning and available to you throughout the day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. Thank you for being with me today, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.